Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to
Blog
Success
Talk
Radio.
Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview and promote people who are making a positive difference in this world. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham. I'm a motivational speaker and Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. My definite purpose is to help people live positively with and through the many and varied challenges of life. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 45 years now, and in that time I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, and I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". That's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone, and hence the nickname Tutall, and I had to take that in high doses to fight my arthritis. Despite my physical challenges, I'm well known for always answering amazing when asked how I'm doing. I tell people that 80% of the time it's true, and the other 20% of the time it's to remind myself that it's true. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, T-A-L-L.com. My guest today is Raymond Aron. Raymond Aron was indirectly the person who got me to read Think and Grow Rich at the age of 22. Raymond is a New York Times best-selling author, a dynamic and humorous speaker, and is recognized worldwide as a real estate investment coach able to dramatically increase your income through his special wisdom. During his 30-year career, Raymond has bought and sold over 1,100 properties and has generated over $500 million in real estate sales. He has shared his vision and wisdom on stages around the world and radio and television programs for over 30 years. He is the author of 8 best-selling books, including Branding Small Business for Dummies, Double Your Income Doing What You Love, and Chicken Soup for the Canadian Soul, and author of the New York Times bestseller Chicken Soup for the Parent Soul. Welcome to the show today, Raymond.
Hello, Tom. It's an honor to be on your show.
It is exciting for me, Raymond, to have you on my show. 27 years ago, about 28 years ago, I purchased the Raymond Aron Real Estate Investment Program and ended up buying a fair bit of real estate for myself and for friends. And in your course, you had a number of suggested books. Think and Grow Rich was on that list. And a fellow student of yours, Shay Morand, who is the co-founder of OrganoGold, who also took the course at the time, said, Tom, grab Think and Grow Rich out of that list first. And so I owe you a debt for getting me on to Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich. And, of course, I utilized your course as well and had enough success that not only did I purchase real estate, but my friends who were telling me that I was a fool asked if I could help them purchase real estate as well. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, Tom, I'm honored to have been part of your success, and indeed tens of thousands of Canadians across the country in the last 31 years have been buying real estate on my suggestions. I teach honorable techniques that really work right here in Canada. I was born in Toronto. I've lived in Toronto all my life. I'm a proud Canadian. I teach real, honest rules that work. There's a lot of, let's say, Americans who parachute into Canada. They don't know the Canadian market at all. They teach American techniques like pre-foreclosures that don't work in Canada. And if any of your listeners think that I'm an American, they have every right to be upset, but I'm a Canadian. I know how it works. Of the 1,100 properties that Tom mentioned that I bought, almost every one of them is in Canada. There's a few in the States, a few in the Caribbean, but I'm a Canadian. I buy in Canada. I love Canada. I've made a fortune in Canada.
I love it, and that's what I noticed about the course. It's specific to Canadian laws, rules, and regulations. And although on your recommended book list you had some amazing books, a lot by American authors, your content was for Canadians, applicable to Canadians, Canadian laws. And so that's what I really, really loved about it. Now, I will remember part of this story forever. When I first went to see you speak before I purchased the course, you talked a little bit about how you got into real estate. And what I remember a story was that you and a bunch of buddies lived in a mansion. Can you remember that? Am I remembering that correctly? A bunch of you got together and rented a mansion.
I'll give you the actual address. 33 Edgewood Crescent in Rosedale in Toronto. Rosedale is possibly the ritziest, most expensive area of Toronto. Certainly it was at that time. It was the first property I ever, ever, ever bought. It's three-story, and it was a duplex. So my wife at the time and I lived on the main floor, and we rented out the second and third floor to a group of people as a single unit. And I think the story you're referring to is how I bid on that property. I'm going to tell everyone one of my very, very cleverest techniques. If you're driving, just listen. If you're stationary and safe, then you'll want to take great notes. This is my idea called the red herring clause. And a red herring is something that stinks so badly that it distracts your attention. Like it's like a stinking fish. And I put a red herring clause into every single one of my offers. And the purpose of it is to distract people, the vendor's attention from the selling price, the closing date, and all that stuff. And so I put in my very, very first offer. I was just a kid. I put in my very first offer. Seller has to replace all electrical light fixtures to purchaser satisfaction. Well, that's a ridiculous clause. Why is it ridiculous? Because I could ask for a diamond-studded chandelier in every room, which would cost millions of dollars, and therefore I would get the property absolutely for free. It's a crazy clause. The seller can't accept it. So what the seller has to do is yell and scream and yell at the realtor saying, this is ridiculous, no one should allow this kind of stuff. And then they all get upset about that crazy clause that I don't care about. And then when they say, I have to remove it, I say things like, what will you give me in exchange? They'll say, okay, I'll give you a lower price or something like that. Well, I just made it up in the first place. So that's how the red herring clause works. However, it worked even better than I ever imagined on that property. And please, look it up, 33 Edgewood Crescent in Rosedale in Toronto. And they accepted it. They accepted it as is. So my lawyer called me up and said, look, their lawyer has said we can't leave the clause in. And I said, I understand. I have no idea why they left it in when they signed it. And they were fully represented by a realtor, so I didn't take advantage of them in any way. And my lawyer said, you can have anything you want. You can have, typically the way lawyers organize this is I get an abatement. That means a discount off the price in order to get rid of that offensive clause. And so my lawyer said, what do you want? Do you want to get the property for free? I said, that wouldn't be right. He said, correct, it wouldn't be right, but you could ask for it. I mean, you could get it because of that crazy clause. So what I did was I said, okay, give me $5,000 off the purchase price and I'll take it. I didn't want to be a pig. I didn't want to get bad karma, but I could have asked for $10,000. I could have asked for $30,000. I could have asked for anything. But I said $5,000. I already had a great price. So they took another $5,000 off and they were grateful. They were totally grateful. They were thankful. And that was the very first property I ever closed. I'm glad you remembered that story.
That's an amazing story because the most young couples starting in life don't start off in a mansion. But you figured out a way to live in a – and Rosedale, as you said, anyone who lives in Toronto would die to have a Rosedale address. Here you are, you and your wife. They don't know you don't have the entire house. They just drive by your house and say, wow, he lives in that house.
That's right.
Yeah, well, great.
And you know the funny thing, Tom? Here's the funny thing. I was wearing sandals. Okay, it was in the summertime when I went in to view the property. I was wearing sandals, and as I got out of my realtor's car, my right sandal tore, and which is useless. It didn't even stay on my foot any longer. So I had to walk into the house barefoot. I met the owners. I was barefoot. It was so embarrassing. And then I put in this ridiculous offer, and they accepted it. That was the first house I ever got. And so what I learned is, don't bother being embarrassed. A lot of people say, oh, my gosh, it's my first house. I'm too shy. Or, oh, my gosh, I can't put in such a low price offer because I'll be embarrassed or the vendor will be mad at me. Nonsense. I threw that in the garbage after my very first property. There's no such thing as getting embarrassed. There's no such thing as embarrassing or insulting the seller. It's just an offer. It's just a transaction. That's all it is.
I love it. And one of the most important and exciting things that ever happened to me was meeting a real estate agent who, took the course, and today, overall, including real estate investment, is the most successful all-around person I know. He bought
wow.
and held in it. All his real estate, but he was unembarrassed for any offer. He would sometimes put in a clause that the purchaser's agent has to be present when the offer is presented, because he knew that the seller's agents would be humming and hawing and crying over certain clauses. He would be there and he would present it, and there was nothing I ever put in an offer that he was like, I can't submit that. And we also have a good friend, Shane Moran, as I spoke about, the co-founder of Organo Gold, a partner of Napoleon Hill Foundation. He bought a house, and he went around, and he marked everything that was in the guy's shed, snowblowers, lawnmowers, everything that wasn't nailed down. And the guy was like, I can't give you all these things. But he gave him half of them. So he got a
right.
snowblower with the deal. He got a lawnmower with the deal. He got all kinds of things that he just went around and wrote down. And so don't be embarrassed to write it down. And if you have an agent who's not embarrassed to present it, this is probably one of your most valuable assets you can find, is an agent who will unembarrassedly present your offers. Because as you said,
Tom,
it's just an offer.
Can I tell all of your listeners how to make sure that you get such a great agent? Here's
this
the way
so
you
important.
Do it. It's very important. Here's what you do. You dictate an offer to your realtor. If the realtor says, I'm not going to present such an offer, all you say is the following words. That's okay. Please give me your exact full name so I can report you to the registrar, because it is illegal in the province of Ontario for a realtor to not present an offer. And then they'll immediately backpedal and say, well, I didn't mean I won't present it. I mean, I don't think it'll have any chance of success. And then the second thing you say is, oh, well, can you please refer me to a realtor who does want a commission check? And after you say those two sentences, they will wake up and they will realize you're serious, or they'll back down and give you the name of a realtor who is more creative. But you know what I would like to do, Tom? I would like to give a gift to every single one of your listeners, because I love giving. I've been teaching across Canada and indeed across the United States, Dubai, England, Ireland, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa for 31 years. But I love teaching in Canada, and I've got a course, a real estate course, that I am charging others for, but I'm giving as a gift to your listeners. And so the weekend is February 22, 23, right here this month in Toronto, February 22, 23. It may be sold out already, I'm not sure. But even if it's sold out, I want to give everyone a gift for sure. And that's one of my bestseller books, Double Your Income, Doing What You Love. Double Your Income, Doing What You Love. And the way they get that book for free for sure is just go to my website, Aaron.com, that's A-A-R-O-N, that's my last name, Aaron, Aaron.com/richgift, rich after this wonderful show, rich gift, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron.com/richgift, and when you go there, you'll immediately see an opportunity to get my book for free. And if there are tickets still available, you'll get tickets for free, even though everyone else is paying, for my amazing course on real estate in Toronto this month, February 22 and 23. And even if you can't attend that course, still you can get my book for free, and we'll tell you about the next course in case you happen to be busy that weekend.
And that is the same two-day course that I took 27 years ago. It's thorough. Comprehensive. You answer a lot of questions. You give a lot of written material that they can take home because they can't possibly remember it all. And no one should ever think, oh, I can't go for 2 days. These are life-changing 2 days. These are building your future, your legacy, your children's future. It's 2 days. Come on. So 2 days to really have the tools hands-on to really be able to create your passion, your goals, and your purpose. What's the dates again, February?
February 22 and 23 in Toronto, and they'll get all the information when they go to aaron.com, aaron.com/richgift, rich gift, aaron.com/richgift, and as a gift from Tom and me to you, you get my paid course for free for two people.
Man,
so I'm just being nice to you.
I remember paying hundreds of dollars 27 years ago. I think I paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for that course.
You paid $699, and it was $99 for a spouse. That's what it was 27 years ago. And I'm giving your listeners the entire two-day course for free.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to be promoting this like crazy.
And they get my book, my bestseller book, my hardcover bestseller book by instant download at that same website. I'm just being nice to you. Like, I started teaching 31 years ago. You're one of my very first students. I'm just honoring you and your success and honoring all of your wonderful listeners in the Toronto area.
And I love that book, Double Your Income, Doing What You Love, because if you can double your income but you hate doing it, you should just stay at your current income. But if you can do what you love and double your income, you got to be reading that book. So, Raymond, I noticed that, and I couldn't pin it down. I thought maybe because you're Canadian, but you're different than a lot of the other real estate gurus and even personal development gurus out there. How are you different? I haven't been able to pinpoint it, but I can definitely say your course, your presentation, and you as a person are different than other real estate gurus I've followed.
Well, one of the differences is that the Americans teach American rules. Like, if you've ever heard of foreclosures or pre-foreclosures, that's all American concepts. Now, you might say, no, there's foreclosures in Canada. Yes, there are. But the laws in the United States favor the banks, favor the entrepreneurs. And here's what I mean. In the United States, when a bank has some dubious loans, some dubious mortgages that aren't getting paid on time, they have the right to publicly advertise those so that they can sell off the mortgages and make some money. But in Canada, we prefer privacy laws. And so nobody can find out about the status of anybody else's mortgage because of privacy. So Canadians are into privacy. Americans are into business. And as a result, all these foreclosure and pre-foreclosure opportunities are all Americans. So one difference is that I'm a Canadian. I don't teach American rules. And the second thing is there's a lot of people who either don't buy real estate and they've just memorized a good spiel, or they did buy real estate 30 years ago and they're still giving examples from 30 years ago. Well, I'm buying and selling constantly. I just recently sold two properties. I went in the course. I'm going to be telling you exactly where I recommend to buy in Ontario, exactly. And I'm buying right now in those places. So two differences. One, I'm Canadian, not American. The other is I'm actually buying and selling now. And I'm going to be giving examples of my most recent purchases, my most recent sales. I'm going to be telling you exactly what the best areas are in Ontario and in the Greater Toronto area to buy. At that course, you're going to go jet fast forward. You're going to learn exactly how to buy real estate, taking little or no money out of your own pocket, and it's absolutely legal. It's absolutely 100% legal. I teach 17 ways to buy real estate with nothing down. I've used every single one of them in Toronto. They all work. I have realtors who understand my program who can work with you. It's a powerful, very powerful program. 2 days long, lots of audience participation. And here's one of my rules, Tom. You'll love this. This is a new rule in my course. You can ask a question at any time during the entire 2 days. So everybody's questions get answered all the time in real time. We never go past anything until everyone in the room understands it. And I speak very clearly, so most people do understand it. So the questions are really move us forward. Very, very exciting course. My book is exciting. The course is exciting. I just want to give the details again of how they can get it, because it's a gift from you and me. Just go to Aaron.com, the biblical spelling of Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron.com/richgift, rich gift. So go to Aaron.com/richgift, and you'll immediately get, by instant download, my Double Your Income, Doing What You Love book, a hardcover bestseller. You'll get it by instant download. And if tickets are available, we'll give you 2 tickets for free to my paid course. Everyone else in the room will have paid for the course, but as a special tribute to Tom being my student 27 years ago and being so successful, we're both giving you this gift.
Wow, and people, I don't know how to put it into words, but this is an amazing gift, and it will change your family's future forever if you follow the steps. Now, Raymond, I'm going to get into asking you, I'll tell you what I learned that would benefited me the most from your course, and then I want you to share with our audience one thing you've used in all your years of investing that would benefit our audience the most. One thing I learned that I really loved is tie up a property with conditional offers. And so my real estate agent had the authority to sign offers, Tom Cunningham in trust. And 80% of the clauses were all the same, and then we always had a few optional, conditional upon inspection within 72 hours or 3 days, put in 3 conditions. But tie that property up, and if you can tie it up for 2-3 weeks, you never know what you can do with that property while you have it tied up. And just put in 2 or 3 conditional clauses that allow you to escape, but at the moment, you have that property tied up, and it could be an amazing deal, but why not find that out before other people? So put in an offer quickly with some clauses, and you're not really tied to it because you have conditions you can get out of it. So now let me ask you comment on that, and then also one thing that you would suggest that benefited you the most.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that you remember my material well. It's an excellent idea, but I've recently come up with an enhancement on that idea, and that is sellers don't like when there's 2 or 3 condition clauses, because the more condition clauses there are, the greater is the chance that in the mind of the seller, they'll think that it's not a real deal. And so what I do now is I recommend you just put in 1 condition clause. Even though you want a condition on inspection, a condition on getting a mortgage, a condition on having your spouse see the property, there's lots of things you can think of that you really want. But here's the funny thing. You only need one. You only need 1 exit. You don't need 3 exits because you're only going to take 1. So what I suggest is you say conditional on satisfactory inspection, not conditional on inspection, because once you inspect it, then that condition is over. But if you say satisfactory inspection, then you can trigger that for whatever reason. You can trigger it because you didn't get financing, because your wife didn't like the property, whatever. So I now recommend you put in only 1 conditional clause and that you say satisfactory inspection, not just inspection.
I love it. I remember the satisfactory now. And then as you mentioned, I remember you only need 1 or 2. Sometimes if you could put satisfactory finance, you can get more than 3 days. If you're going to inspect it, you'd want to put 72 hours. They're wondering, why is he taking 2 weeks to inspect it? But if you put in your 1 clause as satisfactory financing, you can maybe ask for 5 or 10 days to do that. But, yeah, just 1 clause and just put satisfactory,
right,
and you're good to go.
Now, your question is, what's the thing that's made me most money? And the answer,
yes,
I'll give you a couple answers. One is, I don't like the big cities. You can buy in big cities. I bought in lots of big cities. I bought in Ottawa and Toronto. I buy in the big cities. But where I've made my fortune over the last 40 years is in the secondary markets. And so I'm going to be revealing in the course exactly where I recommend buying, because let's think about, now if you're going to buy your own home, then you have to buy it where you and your spouse want to buy it. But if you're buying investment properties, then think about this. If you buy in a smaller place, then the purchase price is way lower, way, way lower. But the rent that you get is roughly the same. Why? Because a truck driver living in Toronto earns as much as a truck driver living in a small town. A teacher living in Toronto earns as much as a teacher living in a small town. A policeman, a dentist, they all earn roughly the same. Therefore, the rent they can afford is roughly the same. But your purchase price is considerably lower. That means you get positive cash flow. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather have 40 small properties, not small, 40 properties in a small town that make me money every month versus one property in a big city that loses me money every month, even if it's going to go up a lot, because I don't want my clients to be losing money every month. Because if you have to wait 5 or 10 years for the property to go up and you've lost a few hundred dollars a month, that eats into your profit. It also means you may not actually be the owner 10 or 20 years later when you try to sell it, because you might have lost it from the negative cash flow. So I think positive cash flow is king, and you typically get positive cash flow outside of the bigger cities. That's where I've made my fortune.
That's such an amazing, amazing idea, and so true. And when I lived in Ottawa, I looked at places like Perth and Smith Falls and Carleton Place, and especially now with improved transit, they're all within a half hour to 45-minute drive into Ottawa, and they're beautiful, great cities.
Yep.
And
yep.
So that's
and
so important.
That piece of advice alone, you know, if ever you have negative cash flow on one property or five properties, you're going to know how hell it is, because negative cash flow on five properties can kill your salary. Like, you're working for free. It's horrible. But if you have positive cash flow and it takes a year or two longer to resell that place, it doesn't matter, because you're making money. The longer you hold it, the more money you make.
So true. And I remember you hammered home one point that I ignored for the first five or six properties. You must have hammered home 100 times in 2 days. Never buy anything with even $1 negative cash flow. Never, 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 never. You could rationalize, oh, it's only a dollar. It's only $10. Never, 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 never. And
yep.
That was so important. I ignored it. And as you said, every month when you got that negative, your paycheck is going to your real estate and you really haven't advanced yourself too far.
Right.
So do not even consider it. One penny, $1, nothing. Any
now,
negative
your listeners
at all
are saying, come on, that's a fantasy. You can't get positive cash flow properties. Well, I'm still buying positive cash flow properties as recently as in the last few weeks right here in Ontario.
I bought a number from people getting divorced, and my wife works for a divorce lawyer. And so at that point, a lot of people that are their assets are tied up. They can't split everything until everything's sold. And so at that point, a lot of times, they're just like, they'll take any offer just to get out of there. And so you
right.
went through
and what I want to say to your listeners who may be thinking, Tom's not a nice person. He's taking advantage of a couple divorcing. And I understand that. I do understand it. The only thing is, it's just not true. And don't ask yourself if it's true. Ask the divorcing couple. In other words, sometimes I'll get a call from a divorce lawyer or from a doctor that I know or from a postal worker who calls me and says, you know, that lawn is always manicured, but now there's weeds growing. See if you can get a deal there, because I've got bird dogs out there. I've got people looking for me. And when I find someone who is in the hospital, they're in jail, they're divorcing, they have to move to another country because they got a new job, and I give them an offer on a property that hasn't been selling, they don't say, you're a bad person, you made me a lowball offer. What they say is, oh my gosh, thank you. It's the lowball offers that I get thank yous on because they're desperate to sell and they're grateful for my offer. When I make a normal offer at a normal price, nobody ever thanks me. But when someone needs to sell, even at a low price, they're grateful for any offer.
Yes, and if you can close it quickly, they will definitely thank you.
Oh, my gosh. When I offer a seven-day closing, they go nuts. If someone listed their property for several months, but not just several months, let's say the property is vacant because they've already moved and it's a hassle because they don't want to have to keep their mind on this property that they don't want any longer, and it's a headache and the husband and wife are arguing over it, and then they get an offer that says closing in 7 days, they can't find a pen fast enough. Now, it's true, they're going to say, oh, my gosh, the price is low. But then quickly they say, but, dear, it's 7 days. It closes in 7 days. Oh, my gosh. And if they need to get out and you close fast, man, there's nothing better than a gift. And I'm going to give a gift. I'm going to give a gift to every listener. They're going to get my book, Double Your Income, Doing What You Love, my hardcover bestseller, published officially by John Wiley out of New York. And you can get it by instant download at no charge by going to my main website, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron.com/richgift, rich gift. Out of thanks to Tom for hosting me on this wonderful show, Aaron.com/richgift. Not only will you get my book automatically, no charge, but in addition to that, if there are tickets available for my two-day paid weekend real estate course this month, you'll get two tickets absolutely for free.
Wow, and I love the two tickets because if you are going, bring your spouse. Napoleon Hill spoke about a mastermind alliance, and the best mastermind alliances he spoke about were with husband and wife. So if you can, both of you, get there. You're both on the same page. You both have the same goals. You're both in the same mastermind alliance. So two tickets, take you and your spouse. Both of you go, and then you don't have to re-explain it, try to educate the other person, and get them on the same page as you. So that's an amazing. And people, remember, this is not just saving hundreds of dollars for the two free tickets. It's creating your definite purpose and goals in a way that you can actually achieve them. It's an achievable program and course. If you follow it, there's just no way that you could fail. And Raymond is extremely hand-holding. So any questions or concerns or challenges, something you don't understand, as he said, he explains it until every person in the room says, yes, okay, I got it. I understand that. And you can't get that just from listening on a recording. You need to be there in person, in person.
I also will have some experts. I'm going to have some experts in the room with us to help you on any issues you have that you otherwise would have to pay considerable money to speak to them, like the top real estate lawyer in Ontario. He will be there, no charge. You can ask him whatever questions you want.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Raymond, I remember one thing that really helped me a lot. I wonder if you still have it, but after I took the course, at least in Ottawa, there was a monthly Raymond Aaron mastermind meeting. And so even though you weren't there, every month there would be people meeting in Ottawa. We'd have some person speak, a speaker, and then mostly the best part was people would be like, oh, I got this property, and here's what I did, and here's the clause I got, and here's, you know, how I closed it, and so I used to love those because everyone had taken the same course, and everybody was happy to share their successes.
Right, and I will be revealing a brand new mastermind that I'm setting up and will be announcing at this course. You'll love it.
Wow, and that is probably one of the more valuable things because you get encouraged from other people who took the exact same course and have purchased properties and sometimes even come up with creative ideas on their own that you're like, wow, I'm going to include that in my strategy. And so that
right.
is so valuable. And now you can do it by webinars and all kinds of things, so you don't even have to actually attend mastermind groups. So I'm glad that you're offering that, because that is just something to hold people's hands a little bit more after they take the course, and for them to be encouraged that, yeah, look at all these people buying properties that took the same course. That guy doesn't look any brighter than me. I think I can do this too.
Right. Right. That's an exciting benefit of it, yes.
Exactly. Now, one thing when I read your bio here that I was impressed with, chicken soup for the parent's soul. How did you get chosen for that? How many kids do you have? And you must get tons of emails from parents from a book like that.
I wrote Chicken Soup for the Parent's Soul. It's a collection of 101 stories to open your heart and uplift your spirit on the topic of parenting. And it was a New York Times top 10 bestseller. So for the rest of my life, I'm a New York Times top 10 bestseller. It's a huge honor. And there are wonderful, wonderful stories in there that just, whether you're a parent or whether you're a child of a parent, and my speaker fee went up, my reputation went up. It was a wonderful opportunity. I got it because Jack Canfield, who's the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul Empire, is one of my best friends. So is Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. I know Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know the mayor of New York during 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. Tony Robbins. I recently introduced Bill Clinton at the largest business event in the history of the United Kingdom. I know about every famous person you've ever heard of. And I, at my real estate course, can introduce you to world-famous people so that that can help you if you're thinking of writing a book or hosting your own event or anything like that. I have enormous contacts. They're as far away as a text message to me because I have them on my speed dial. And I can help your listeners get connected to these uber-famous people if that would help them.
Whoa. And I found uber-famous people are more willing to help other people than less uber-famous people. And so this is one thing I've learned in life, that if you ask uber-successful people to help, they generally love to help other people. And so that's your Rolodex is also valuable. What I was just thinking, Raymond, is that you must offer this real estate course really because you really want to help other people, because you don't need to do a two-day seminar or do your real estate course anymore. You could just speak, write, and purchase your own real estate. And so this is something people will be in the back of their mind when they take a real estate course. That guy's just selling me that course to make money on the course.
Glad you brought that up. If I were trying to make money at the course, it would backfire if I gave the course away for free. So you can't claim that I'm trying to make money at the course when I'm giving it to your listeners as a gift. So that settles that one. But the other thing is, there are a lot of people who are famous in the United States who actually do buy real estate. But then they get quite famous, and they get asked to speak all over the place, and they can't speak everywhere, so they hire professional speakers to memorize a speech and give the speech. But the speakers who are giving the speech actually are paid to give speeches, and they actually don't own any real estate. But I'm not the speaker for Raymond Aron. I am Raymond Aron. And I'm not a guy who's flown in from the States somewhere. I live in Toronto. And I am a Canadian. I'm the guy that bought 1,100 properties, almost all of them in Canada. I'm the guy, me personally, not one of my hired trainers. I'm the one speaking. I'm the one that's letting you in for free. And I'm the one that's made a fortune in real estate and in speaking and in several businesses. I run 40 businesses, brands, and successful websites. And indeed, and I don't know if you or your listeners will believe this, but teaching a weekend course detracts from my income because I could have spent that time finding a great piece of real estate. When that goes up 100 grand, I've made some money. You don't make 100 grand giving a speech.
Exactly. You actually make less money doing those 2 days than you could anything else. And so people just take that out of your head. He's just selling this course to make money. No, actually, he's selling the course to help you because he's actually not making as much money when he does those 2 days as you said. You make more money speaking, writing, and all those other things. And I have been to 2 real estate seminars where I went expecting the guy to be there, and it was just somebody else. And
that's
boy,
right.
That is disappointing. Yes. That is disappointing to drive down there expecting to meet somebody that said there looks like it's going to be there from their ad, and you get somebody totally different. That's a real bummer.
I know. And Robert Allen does that, and Russ Whitney does that, Tony Robbins does that. All the big names, they do it,
yeah.
But I don't. It's not a proper way to treat people. And
I wrote
Tom,
down
every
Russ
time
Whitney,
you took my course, you paid for it. And I'm giving this, even though other people are paying for this course in February, I'm giving your listeners attendance for free for them and a guest. They just have to go to Aaron, that's A-A-R-O-N, aaron.com/richgift, A-A-R-O-N, aaron.com/richgift, and they get my 2-day course for free if there are tickets available. They get 2 free tickets, and they for sure get an instant download of Double Your Income, Doing What You Love, my hardcover bestseller, no charge whatsoever, guaranteed. Go to that website. If you're driving, just stop somewhere and write down Aaron, aaron.com/richgift. And if you're at home or at your office, then simply go there right now and claim your book and get your free tickets unless it's sold out.
And I would even add that even if you're listening to the show and you do that, also think of who else would love a free book with the title Double Your Income Doing What You Love. How about have your wife sign in and go to the website and get it? How about having your kids, your teenagers, your 18, 19, 20-year-old, your university students getting the book? So go and get the book, aaron.com, Rich Gift. But also think, who else could you say, oh, why don't you go and get this free book? It's a free book. And you must know people that would enjoy a free book with a title, Double Your Income, Doing What You Love, from a Canadian author. So don't just be selfish and get the free book yourself. Think who you love and know that could benefit from Double Your Income, Doing What You Love. So share.
Tom, that's
be
a
generous.
Very sweet thing. That helps me with my outreach. I can help more people. Of course, it doesn't cost me anything to give away a book by instant download. On the other hand, I spent a year writing that book and got all kinds of acknowledgement. There are quotes of testimonial on the back of that book from Dr. John Gray, from Jack Canfield, from everybody who was in the movie The Secret. I mean, it's a hugely successful book that I've been selling for 10 years now, and I'm giving it away for free to your listeners, and I'm giving 2 tickets to the course for free.
Wow, just for visiting a website. And so people, if you read the Bible, you know how to spell Aaron, aaron.com/richgift. And I tell you, this has been the most important course I ever took in my life was Raymond Aaron's real estate course, and the knowledge I got from that was invaluable, and I took a number of American courses. This is the one for you if you live in Canada. Ignore all the others and take this one course because it's 100% applicable to you, and those other ones are like 30% applicable to where you are in the world. So attend that event. What is it again? February 20?
February 22, 23. But even if they're busy that weekend, just get your book for free and we'll invite you to the next real estate course.
Exactly. And share that book. Share that gift. Let her think of who you know that would love to double their income doing what you love. And that's basically everybody you know. So share it with them if you can through your Facebook as well. Don't hoard your gift. Raymond, thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot tell our audience how much your course helped start me on my entrepreneurial career, helped me with my thinking, helped me to take action, and to get it for free people, come on, like, go out and drag your spouse with you or bring your spouse with you. The two of you need to sit in on this two-day real estate event if there is an opening. And for sure, everybody listening, everybody wants to double their income doing what they love, regardless if you're in Canada or the U.S. So go there and at least get the free book. Thanks so much, Raymond. You are actually really a person who loves to serve other people. People don't understand this with the real estate course. You are only doing this to serve other people because you make enough money from other places that this is actually kind of like a loss leader for you. But in the end, it creates your legacy because you are changing generations of family, not just the people in the course. You're changing the life of their kids and their kids' kids because of what you're going to be teaching these people in your course.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you and your wonderful listeners at my course, and I certainly know that they will enjoy my book for free, aaron.com/richgift.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Have an amazing day, and everybody, get that book. Go to that website immediately. Talk to you soon. Have an amazing day, everybody.